Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to check in with a weekly beef report with Ed Serwin, USDA Market Service out of Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout was 190.27 on Friday, which was $2 higher, but it seemed to plateau out at the end of the week. It was supported by a $12 increase in the 50% trimmings price, which is the largest single component in the cutout. 50% trimmings had endured a 50-cent decline since the first week of March, but regained 38 cents in the last 2 weeks. The daily reported spot trade volume, however, was the lowest that we have seen in some time at 805 total loads for the week, compared to almost 1,200 loads just 2 weeks ago. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at 188, which was about $4 higher than the previous week. The total reported volume was 6,935 loads, which was roughly the same as last week. The formula trade was 3,176 loads, and that was about 100 loads better than last week. The outfront sales of 1,361 loads was about 200 loads more than last week, and the export sales jumped to 909 loads, which was about 200 loads over last week, which was very encouraging considering all the adverse publicity we had last week. The primal trade continued to improve with all prices steady to $5 higher. The outside primals, which were rounds and chucks, were 1 to 3 higher, while the ribs and loins were steady to $5 higher as the grilling season gets underway. The recent dip in prices provided retailers with ample opportunity to feature steaks at lower prices for the beginning of this grilling season. The cow cutout inched upward again to end the week a little over a dollar higher, but 90% trimmings appeared to be plateaued out at around $2.25. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the general trend in the finished cattle trade was $1 to $3 lower, with live sales in Texas mostly at $1.19, in Kansas, 119 to 120, and Nebraska, 120 to 122. Dress sales were $4 to $6 lower and mostly at 194. Packers currently have over 295,000 head contracted to them for May delivery and must have started to pull them the week ending 4/21, since they pulled 70,000 head of contracts that week and almost 76,000 head last week, which makes these 2 weeks the largest for this year to date. Packers increased their harvest rates a little again last week on finished cattle, but still remain below optimum production levels. As we increase harvest rates in the upcoming weeks, we will see if we can switch from a supply-driven market to a demand-driven market. The average live weight of cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,228 pounds last week, which was up 1 pound from the previous week and 11 pounds over last year. The big news, however, is the average national steer carcass weight dropped last week and was 837 pounds, which was down 6 pounds for the week. But remember, this is the time of the year that it really drops quite a bit, and we're still 19 pounds over last year. Both of these weights are an indication that we continue to add tonnage to our beef supply. On a national basis, when you add 19 pounds to each and every carcass, it's like adding an additional 11,000 head each week. The nearby CME prices closed at 118.45 on Friday, which was $2 lower, after rebounding slightly from the limit loss on Tuesday. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade, Southern Plains feeder cattle area auction receipts really jumped up last week following the increased prices the previous week, with Oklahoma City having over 9,000 head, and Woodward, Joplin, and El Reno each having over 5,000 head. Prices were extremely mixed and uneven depending on which day of the week the auction took place. The announcement concerning the BSE case caused considerable disruption in the futures, but was quickly mitigated as our major export partners showed restraint in their import policies. Monday auctions were predominantly steady, but weakness was noted in most auctions later in the week as buyers decided to sit on the sidelines waiting for a clear direction in the market to develop. The majority of the auction trends were steady to $3 lower, with most decline occurring after Monday. 5 to 600 pound steers mostly at 170 to 195, which would be about $5 lower than the previous week. And the 7 to 750 pound steers were 150 to 156, with some trade over that on Monday. 8 to 850 weight steers were 140 to 146. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report posted almost 20,000 head in sales and was steady to $2 higher early in the week, but then weak to $3 lower late in the week. Those 750 to 800 pound steers were 146 to 153 current FOB, and the 8 to 850 pound steers were 143 to 145. The nearby CME feeder cattle month settled at $1 lower on Friday at 148.77, but the deferred month saw bigger declines. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.